The Beau Repairs Tasmania Super Sprint is on this weekend at Simmons Plains Raceway. And joining us for a chat from Track Assist Racing is Jack LeBrock. Welcome to the show, Jack.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Can we just congratulate you on getting your first win last year?
Yes.
Yeah, perfect. I'm happy to bring that up again.
Let's relive it.
Yeah, no, it was a very exciting time. I suppose every young kid, when they want to try and, I suppose, reach supercars is one thing, but then to try and win a race in the series is probably the next coolest thing you can go and do. So, yeah, it was a very exciting weekend. It was literally just after we'd hit the road and done all that COVID stuff last year. Mm. So, yeah, it was a little bit different. Didn't get to celebrate with spraying champagne and all that sort of stuff all over everyone. But
Jack, did you do a shoey?
Nah, I didn't. No, oh. I didn't know if that was that. I suppose they had my own shoe. It probably would have been all right.
Yeah, I knew your own. You wouldn't want to use someone else's. That'd be absolutely gross.
Oh, no, I've seen that done a few times. I don't know if that's too nice or not.
Jack, I'm reading here, when you're not racing, you play tennis and golf. Do you play for fun or do you enter comps?
Or are you competitive, I think, is what Glenn means.
Yeah,
always competitive. You're always going to try and go as good as you can. But no, just for a bit of fun. So yeah. I just enjoy getting out there. Probably play a bit more golf than tennis these days. But it's just a good time to get out and have a good hit with, anyone and everyone, really. So I'm always down for a good whack.
Yeah. A good whack. We were chatting with Mark Winterbottom last week as well, and he was saying he had 9 COVID tests last year. I recently had one because I'd been up in Brisbane, and it was not fun. How many COVID tests have you had so far?
I'm not sure. I'm probably pretty similar to Mark, I suppose, because we're on the same journey out of Victoria. So, I lost count in the end. It just became almost routine in the end, just getting a little touch up on the nose and throat. So it wasn't the best fun. But
do you have a deviated septum where it really hurts? Because I do.
I don't know. No, it's actually not too bad. I don't mind. I just get the watery eyes. So, just look a bit soft walking out the other side.
That is so true. Yeah. That's why we wear a mask. It hides it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I want to make sure I wear the sunnies inside. So it covers it all up.
And what car are you racing with?
So just the Tickford Mustang at the moment. So they've got a brand new chassis this year. So, it's going well. It's bringing us some good results so far. And, just got to try and sort myself in the rain a little bit. Mm. Let me down at Sandown last time out. But, it's going well. So hopefully the truck sustain goes well down in Tassie. It's always a good spot for me. It has been nice to me in the past.
What's your favourite part of the track at Simmons Plains?
It's got a few little good spots. Like I like over the hump into turn one there. So it's very, very challenging. It's hard not to lock a brake and then get loose in the rear and then try and actually get to the apex. It's hard at the best of times when you break in a straight line. So to get there after turning through turn one like that, it's always good fun. But the hairpin's always good at the start of the race. It's always
true.
That's why survival of the fittest really down there, trying not run into someone or not get hit and get out the other side. But it's an awesome little circuit, creates some really good racing. So hopefully we can put on a good show next weekend or this weekend.
Yes, definitely. Glenn can probably give you a few tips. He went for a hot lap with the legend Greg Crick. A couple of months ago, and you had the time of your life, didn't you, Glenn?
It was awesome. I felt sick when I got out, but
he couldn't get out of the car. He kept on tripping, trying to get out through everything.
That was the other problem, trying to get out the car.
that's right. Yeah, good, Cricky. We actually, I don't know, a little fun fact, we actually saw on the podium together at Bathurst 12 hours.
Yes. So,
wow.
Yeah.
And Will Davison.
That's right. Yeah. So he's a little local legend.
Yeah, he is. Well, let's hope you can get on the podium again.
Well, we can't wait to see you this weekend at Simmons Plains. And all the very best, mate.
Yeah, good on you, Jack.
Yeah, thank you very much, guys. Have a good one.